Amen. Yes.
So let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 again. Rain our water for love.
Amen.
Sisters first, and then the brothers.
Chapter 2, verse 5.
Amen.
Sisters.
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house,
Amen.
A holy priesthood,
yes.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You also, we also,
as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We also.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Your house today is a spiritual
house. Amen.
And a holy priesthood.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Spiritual sacrifices.
Amen.
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 Oh, Father God. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord, when He was on this earth, we thought He, being God Himself, the only begotten Son of God being on this earth, should live a life of what? What kind of a life should He live? Rich, right? Glorious, honored by everybody, right? It should be the case. And He's the King, isn't He? But it was exactly the opposite. He came. Gospel of John, chapter 1 says, He came to His own, He was rejected. Right. Not only did they reject Him, He met so many obstacles. Nobody believed in Him. Even His own family, brothers, did not take Him. And then the chief priests, especially the Pharisees, and the scribes, and the elders, they all not only hated Him, envious of Him, and planned to kill Him. What would you do if you were Christ?
Lay down.
Kill them all. This is our fallen nature. Fortunately, the Lord Jesus has a perfect, wonderful human nature.
Amen.
And He came to die for them.
Yeah.
To save them. He didn't give up. He didn't say, "Forget it, Father, it won't work. I'm coming back. I'm going back to heaven.
Yeah.
Forget about these people, they're hopeless." Right? I probably would have done that. You won't take my word, forget it. Goodbye. Go back to heaven. Right, it is very easy. You came down, you can always go back anytime. But the Lord didn't. Why? Because He came to do the Father's will.
Amen.
That's the reason He came. And this is our burnt offering today, Christ. It is the first wonderful burnt offering. One who is absolutely living because of God's will. Like Hebrews says, "Behold, I come to do your will."
Amen.
And He was obedient even unto the death on the cross.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 2.
Yes.
What about we? What about us? We need to learn to take Christ in every opportunity as our burnt offering to the Father. Right. In the last 40 years serving the Lord, so many people will not take our testimony, rejected our word, right. Cut us off, right. Will not believe what the Lord has shown us. Even unto this day, what should we do? Give up? In John chapter 6, everybody left the Lord. How many stayed with him?
12.
Yeah, quite a few thousand, right? He fed how many thousand?
Five.
Only men. What about the women and the children?
Yeah.
So it must be 12,000 maybe.
Yeah.
From 12,000, how many were left?
12.
If you were the Lord, what would you do? Oh, hopeless. I'm going back. Nobody. It's hopeless. This world is hopeless.
Go to Hawaii.
But praise the Lord for such a wonderful Christ becoming our burnt offering to bring to the Father.
Amen.
And in all these few months, I realized, Lord, regardless of what happened, I want to stand before God's
presence. Amen.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if people like it, they don't like it. They agree, they disagree, they even want to get rid of you, that's fine too. Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say that? Are you going to give up? But all of these wonderful opportunities just gave us a chance to experience Christ.
Amen.
As the one who is absolutely one with the Father.
Amen. Amen.
No matter what happened, He said, I am my Father. And referring to God's purpose are one.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because the Lord was fully obedient to the Father's
purpose. Amen.
Right. I can only say, I enjoy Christ so much.
Yes.
As one who is absolute for God.
Amen.
And I hope that as I'm enjoying this wonderful Christ, yeah, my life will become more and more absolute for the Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to offer the Father a spiritual sacrifice.
Amen.
I want to bring the Father Christ as my burnt offering and my meal offering.
Amen.
I flew here with David, and we didn't plan this. The Lord arranged it. And on our first flight, we wanted to sit together. But the people who were next to us didn't want to switch with us. And as soon as I sat down, I got this song in my head. We are feeding on the living bread and eating of the feast that our Lord has spread. And I knew in my heart that the Father had arranged who I would sit next to, and I knew that I should preach the gospel to the woman beside me. And at first I didn't have the boldness, but I could really take Christ as my burnt offering.
Amen.
And we had our first meal in the airplane, and she gave me her fruit because she can't eat sugar, and we started to talk about what she can't eat and can eat. And then I just asked her, so can you eat bread? And she said, yes. And I said, do you also eat the living bread? And at first she said, she tried to figure it out, and she said, do you mean when you go to church and they break the bread? And then I lost my boldness, and I couldn't say anything more. I tried to take her to a verse out of myself in John, where the Lord said, "He is the bread of life." But there was no boldness in me anymore, and she didn't want to talk about it anymore. So I just stopped talking. And then the Spirit told me, "You need to be direct, and you need to tell her that Jesus Christ is the living bread. And if you eat of him, you will have eternal life." And I couldn't let go of this, and 3 hours later, I finally asked her. I finally told her what the Spirit had told me. Amen. I said, "You know, the living bread is Jesus Christ." And immediately she said, "I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm not interested in Jesus Christ. I'm sorry." And I stopped talking, and I asked the Lord, "What did I do wrong this time?" And the Lord said, from Luke chapter 10, verse 16, "He who rejects you rejects me, and he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." And after this, I was really able to take the Lord as my meal offering and to pray for this woman that the Father would have mercy on her.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Father.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Father.
I also got a burnt offering for the Father.
Amen.
Every second weekend I work at a restaurant, and I also gave a tract to my boss. But I knew it's not enough, just a small tract. So he gave me some more chances, but I missed them. So, and this week I said to the Lord, "Now I want to experience you as my burnt offering." So at the restaurant I gave him another tract, and I could speak to him, and somehow it was really easy now to speak with him, and I kept on talking, and so I also had another tract with me, so I could give another person a tract, and it was so easy for me to talk with them.
Amen.
And yeah, I had so much joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.
I want to praise the Father as Christ as the Sabbath. This week I really enjoyed Christ as my Sabbath. Many of the saints know that I accepted one job offer, but then I got the second one. And I was really torn between the two. I didn't really know what to do. I think in my past experience, if one is good and the other is bad, it's really easy to pull out and decide. But in this case, both were really good opportunities. And I think, you know, I just spent so much time analyzing what I should do and weighing out the pros and cons, and I think to the point that it was really consuming me. And so I really had to cry out to the Lord and really experience Christ as the real Sabbath, you know, to really enter, be diligent to enter into the rest, to experience him as my head, and really fully trust in him in the decision making. But I also want to offer Christ up as the burnt offering, because I realized why I was so stressed or so torn was because I was in my flesh. I was thinking in my flesh what is good and in my own concepts, but I didn't turn to the head. I didn't turn to Christ to really ask him, "Lord, what is the Father's will? What do you want me to do in this time?" And I think I just spent so much time really analyzing everything, but I want to praise the Father that as soon as I turn Christ, as I turn to Christ as, you know, my burnt offering,
Amen.
I really experience this relief, you know, and this liberation, this liberty, that I am no longer in my flesh, but to really fully trust in Lord, that, you know, the Father, He has ordained everything, and that, you know, I want to really trust in Him, to experience Him in the decision-making, and to fully rest in Him, and that I started praying for all the co-workers that I will be working with, the possible co-workers, to really just be able to pray that the Lord can, through me, gain many more in my new workplace. So really want to praise the Father for this.
Amen.
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 It's been Christ as the meal offering to the Father.
Amen.
It always seems like during the time of the conference, there's always many unexpected events that always happens. And in all these years in serving in the conference, I've always said, Lord, I don't want to miss any opportunities.
Very good.
But this conference, of course, there were many missed opportunities. But at the key times when I really needed to turn, I have to praise the Lord for being the meal offering.
Amen.
And, you know, this morning I had not thought about children's meeting. It was brought to my attention about children's meeting before the conference, and so I was waiting for someone to let me know when it was time, and then I didn't hear anything until we were about to start the second meeting, and I got a tap and saying, John, are you serving in children's meeting? And I said, really? I didn't know that. And so inwardly I was like, oh, are you kidding me right now? Because I'm already focused for what we needed to take care of. But at that point I just said, okay, Lord, I need you as my meal offering.
Amen.
I do not want to just do something out of myself, but I turn to you. Because I realize, you know, the five children in there is the next generation.
Amen.
Yes.
And they also are the children of God.
Amen.
And it is an opportunity to preach the word in season and out of season.
Amen.
And in it, this is why the verse reminded me, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and
yes.
teaching.
Amen.
And I have to really thank the Father for giving me Christ as the meal offering.
Amen.
Especially in the matter of all long suffering and teaching. And I realize it has been a while since I was with the children in children's meeting. And when you minister to the children, you know, they're sitting there and one's like this, one's like that, and another's playing with the cotton balls, another one's rocking their chair back and forth, and wow, okay, is the word getting in? I said, Lord, give me the long suffering to really minister to them.
Amen.
And I have to thank the Father. It is really practical, and I just experience enjoying Christ.
Yes.
As
Amen.
A wonderful meal offering.
Amen.
To sow the seed of life into their hearts.
Amen.
And we pray that, and we have to pray that our children don't lose sight of our next generation. We are raising them up to be what?
Kings
just to be good people in this society? Or are we going to raise them up to become first fruits? Who also will satisfy the Father.
Amen.
So it was an experience to really apply Christ.
Amen.
I could get frustrated, but no, this was not the time to get frustrated.
Amen.
But it was the time to minister life into the next generation.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Christ is such a wonderful meal offering.
Amen.
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 I
want to
offer Christ as the all the offerings to the Father. I got invited to something on Tuesday, or for something that would be every Tuesday. And at first I asked my parents because I was really excited about it, but then my dad was like, well, do you remember what's on Tuesday? And then I was like, oh yeah, the prayer meetings. And at first I was almost willing to give up the prayer meetings, but then the Lord really cut to my heart and said, the prayer is really needed, because I was reminded of the week before we had fellowship about that we need to pray in season.
Yes.
And I still had a couple days to reply to her, so I
really went to the Lord for this, and I decided to take him as a burnt offering.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And then I also had to take the Lord as my meal offering because I didn't know what to say to her without just saying, I'm sorry, I can't go. But then I was able to share with her that we have prayer meetings on Tuesdays, and this is much more well, I said that it's very important to me.
Yeah, very good.
And I was remembering that there's something more to come.
Amen.
And then I also had to take the Lord as my sin and trespass offering to really
Amen.
Deal with all the sin that's in me that yeah. made me want to go towards the worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
And this conference really cut to my heart again because we were reminded of the good land, the inheritance that we're receiving.
Yes.
And there really is something better than all that's in the world.
Right.
And I praise the Father for Christ's all of our offerings.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. We want to give the Father a trespass offering, especially in the matter of being slow in heart to believe. In many situations, even so, I would not openly maybe tell you that I don't believe these words, no. But in the situation when the Lord tells you to do something, maybe you have never done before, you start to doubt. You know, you have your consideration in your mind and you doubt, is this really going to work out and so on. But the Lord spoke clearly in the heart and in the spirit, do it. And so I really need to confess that in many situations I would be slow in heart to believe. And I want to really confess and praise the Lord for the trespass offering that
Amen.
In Him there's forgiveness and I can have a new beginning.
Yes.
Not to doubt, but
Amen.
To believe as the scripture has said.
Yeah. Amen.
Not to take away, not to add, but as the scripture has said.
Right.
We can believe and the Lord will give. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I want to offer the Father a sin offering. 2 months ago, my boss asked me whether I would want to take on a second department as a manager, and I was so excited and really flattered that she would ask me, and so actually I had to offer that as a trespass offering because I knew the world is pulling me, and so I negotiated and said I can't do the full department and otherwise I don't have any more time for the church life. And over the last 2 months, we kept negotiating on going back and forth, and so in the end, it seems to turn out that I won't get the second department. And my boss asked me, "Are you sad?" And I said, "No." And really, there was nothing in my heart that still wanted to do it. And I prayed to the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to offer Christ as my burnt offering to the Father. Many of you know, last year, after many years of prayer, the Lord brought my daughter Bethany back to the U.S. to live with me. And now my prayer very much is that she will come to me here so that she could also experience the proper worship to the Father.
Amen.
And this week, many saints have told me to send greetings to her. And many of you have not seen her in a while. So I told her, everyone that has sent greetings to her, and she was very happy to hear from everyone. And so I asked her, would you like to come? And for the first time, she was actually, she told me in this way. I said, Dad, I would like to come when the Lord moves within me, because I don't want to just come just because you asked me to. I want to come when the Lord leads me to come. And when I heard that, of course, I was quite encouraged. And right away, I began to pray, you know, Lord, may your will be done.
Amen.
Right. And you be the one leading her to come. And a couple weeks ago, we were visiting this school that she was interested in. And right before we opened the car door to go in, she says, "Dad, can we pray first?" I said, "Oh, yes, very good. Let's pray." And she right away began to pray, "Father, please show me if this is the right school for me. And if it is, then please make it clear." And she actually used some verses in her prayer, and I was very happy to see that spiritually she still has a heart for the Lord.
Amen.
I was very encouraged by that. And so thank you, all the saints, for continuing to pray for her.
Amen.
And because it's working. And truly, the Father desires more true worshipers to come to offer up the proper offerings to the Father.
Amen.
I was very much touched with the verse we were singing, the last song, verse 6. "A thousand hands won't hinder me, nor will 10,000 eyes." Right? And then the verse says, "Arise, my spirit and my heart, and let the world go by."
Amen.
And that verse very much reminded me of the verse that we started the conference in, Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I'll just read to you. "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ,
Christ
Jesus."
Amen.
We all need to have such an attitude. No matter there are 1,000 hands that are trying to hinder us or 10,000 eyes that are staring at us, we need to arise.
Amen.
And we need to press on.
Amen.
Because the goal is ahead of us.
Amen.
And personally, in me, and the Lord is dealing with me so many things in my life that I need to learn to obey the Lord.
Amen.
And let Him transform me. So praise the Father for experiencing Christ as my burnt offering this
Amen.
Week.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we pray for Bethany.
Amen.
Tell her.
Yeah.
Amen.
You are the only one who can draw her.
Yes.
Answer her prayers.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Your chosen place.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Move within Bethany.
Amen.
Come to the
meeting. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Did
you
hear your voice?
Yes.
Amen.
Father, you tell her to come.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Draw her to yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, move within her heart.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
She would become a true worshiper.
Amen.
Amen.
Satisfy you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Back to Zion.
Amen.
Truly belongs.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Not only tell her to come, but also appear to her as the God of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Draw her to come.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
I would like to offer up a meal offering to the Father.
Amen.
Last week, while I was already in Toronto, I received a phone call from Germany. And at first when I saw that, because I know when I receive such calls, trouble will surely follow. And I knew I better don't take this call, right? Mm. And so I tried to walk away and go into an area without Wi-Fi, nobody could reach me. But while I was gone, the Lord reminded me and spoke to me, "You need my humanity."
Yeah.
Right. In this case, in this particular case, this person needs your help.
Mm.
And you should take some time to talk to this person. Mm. So I turned to the Lord and said, "Lord, now I don't like that at all." Really, I would prefer not to, but I put you on as a new man.
Amen.
You are so wonderful in all your humanity. You
yes.
you know what to do in every situation.
Amen.
So when I got back into the house and I called that person back, and in the beginning it was not very easy. It was difficult, But I felt inwardly in my spirit the Lord gave me the supply.
Amen.
To provide life and spirit to that person.
Amen.
And after more than 1 hour of fellowship, the Lord really could turn the situation.
Good.
And a lot of things could be dealt with.
Amen.
So I thank the Father for Christ as my meal offering.
Amen.
Amen.
Also want to share Christ as a burnt offering and trespass offering.
Amen.
Some couple of weeks ago, I had a situation at my side jobs. I installed the tombstones, monuments for the great. And I work as an installer. And these people who give me this job to install the monuments, their job to arrange the design and prepare everything. And so they asked me, long ago, they asked me to do a favor for them to glue the pictures right after I install it. And their excuse was because if I will do it after I install it, then less chance the picture can be broken or kind of damaged. And they give me the glue, which I told them it's not epoxy glue, not going to work. It's going to work for the first moment, but after sun will hit, it's will chance that picture will fall off. And they said, don't worry, do it. It's going to stay for sure. And so even though I suggest they use the caulking, special caulking, they denied and they forced me to do that. So happened what was supposed to happen. People was upset because their pictures was damaged and fall off. And it was damaged about, because I continued doing this after we stopped doing this. It was damaged about three pictures, more maybe. And these people supposed to buy new, order new pictures. So they decide, because I was doing this, that's my job to pay for them, for the new ones. And it's absolutely visible that's not my fault. And after I start thinking in my head, it was my first wrong step. How I have to talk to them, to defend myself, to explain that it's not my fault. And they call themselves Christians. And I prepared that I will ask them, are you really sure I have to have a relation with you, like with the Christians or like with the pagans? And so I prepare everything to talk with them and make set up the appointment. And then when I came, I was praying inside. I was kind of a little bit nervous because situation not very nice. They take a lot of money from my family, not just from me. And so I sit over there, and somebody called. The person was answering the phone, and I used this time to come turn to the Lord. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord told me, don't do anything. Just give everything to me. I will take care of you. That you rely on money or you rely on me? And I said, Lord, forgive me. That's really, I rely on you, not on money.
Amen.
So whatever, if you wanna do, want me to do that, I'll give it to you. So I asked them, you really sure you want me to pay for this damage? They said, yes. And I said, but at least maybe half of fault you better take on you, because it was your decision and I was doing the favor. And they said, as soon as you take from the office on your car, that's everything on your responsibility. Okay, Lord. Okay. So I said, no problem, I'll I'll pay for everything. And I paid for everything, and come said to the car, in the car, and I pray, Lord, thank you that you take care of my needs, not I, you. So I took the Lord as a trespass offering that moment, and I praised the Lord. After that, the Lord blessed me with another company, proposed me the same business, so I started working for another company, and also for that company, so instead of I lose the money, I start earning more. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I'd like to offer up Christ as a wave and heave offering to the Lord. There are many things that have been on my heart that have caused me to worry. And many times I just can't give it to the Lord. And I just thought, well, how is it possible that this is going to work out right? But praise the Lord for his resurrection life.
Amen.
He really has the power of resurrection. He was really able to experience his resurrection power to get me out of this death situation of just worrying and being in myself. And I also really experienced Christ as the ascended one and sitting there on the throne with him in the heavenlies. You know, if we're down here and we're just so stuck in our situation, we worry. But if we're sitting on the throne with the Lord, who is head over all things, then we know he's really in control over all things.
Amen.
And each time we are there with him, he really takes care of all things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I got a report twice this week where I just was like, wow, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm the one sitting on the throne.
Right.
And he is in control.
Amen.
I just want to really offer this up to you.
Amen.
Yes. I want to offer up Christ as my burnt offering to the Father.
Amen.
Many of you know that I've been in Toronto since last month.
Yes.
And the Lord actually really prepared this trip for me to be there for 2 months. It didn't come from me, I didn't ask for it. It came literally from heaven down. So when I got the news, I knew in my heart that the Lord has prepared it for me. But yet I had no concepts how it should be, where I should stay, you know, what I should do. Because I was worried that, you know, if I'm now in a new environment, I have to juggle 2 jobs. I have to do my job in Germany. I have to also take care of the projects in Canada. So I thought, okay, I'm going to just get my own apartment because the company promises me a rental. But it didn't work out. So the money was not that much that he promised me. So I was like, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? So then in the end, we end up staying with the brothers and sisters. And at first I thought, oh, I'm not sure how I'm going to juggle that. But I'm so thankful to the Lord that now I'm actually staying with the brothers and sisters because I was able to have fellowship every single day. And at work, it was stressful, but amazingly, they work from 9 to 6, which is something totally new for me because back home, 6 is just 6 o'clock. Yeah, you can go up to 9 o'clock or sometimes 8 o'clock. So I was so thankful that the Lord showed me that, hey, you are not trusting me. And you should really take me as your burnt offering.
Amen.
And I really need to praise him for that because looking back at this 4 weeks, it was such a wonderful time with the saints. We had the first young people's meeting. It was so wonderful. We were just 2 young people and the rest not so young. But, you know, the Lord really blessed the meeting and with the fellowship with the saints, it was such an encouragement.
Amen.
So I really want to, praise the Father for Christ as his friend offering.
Amen. Amen.
Let me read a verse here. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear,
yes,
prepared an ark for the saving of his household,
mm-hmm,
by which he condemned the world,
right,
and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
Amen.
I have really a trespass offering, Christ as my trespass offering, to offer to the Father.
Amen.
in the last few weeks, there is a matter in the family I have to deal with. And I was absolutely right. I was. I don't mean it's my wife, but the outside of family. I was absolutely right, and I discussed with my wife, and we think, and I really have right. I have my own righteousness at that moment. The more I write the letters and prepare the things, I realize, yes, I'm right. But, but more and more, I realize this is my own righteousness. And then, at that moment, I realize I don't have any fear before God. Because if I have my own righteousness, then it's a sin. And that is no fear before God. And this verse remind me, if I want to be a servant of God, if I want to build the ark, I have to have a healthy fear before God, a godly fear before God.
Amen.
Otherwise, I would be useless before the Lord. Really, and that moment, I repent. Father, I repent. Because this here, if I always stand on my own righteousness, how can I condemn the world? Right? I'm the same as the people in the world. I am right. Oh, Father. I still have to deal with this matter later. But still, the Lord really gave me this light that I want to go on. Anything. Doesn't matter, personal things and the things in the church, everything, I want to have a fear before God.
Amen. Amen.
Otherwise, I really useless for God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to offer a sin and trespass offering to the Father. And lately, because I started a new job, I've been very caught up in it and even started to worry about it a little bit. And actually, the Lord reminded me this morning of the verses in Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, where it says, "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." And it really reminded me through the Holy Anointing Spirit. I'm really thankful that the Father has given us this Spirit that brings to remembrance all the things in His Word.
Amen.
And reminds us that we do not belong to this world, and He has led us into the church, and He has set before us this wonderful inheritance.
Yes.
That we heard about in the conference.
Amen.
And this is also a thanksgiving offering. First, I had to experience Christ to deal with all the thoughts, that I wouldn't worry about such earthly things, because the Lord reminded me then that there's such a wonderful inheritance in front of us. How can I be consumed with anything that's so earthly and so temporary?
Yeah.
And
that's right.
And really, it just exposed my heart's condition. And for this, I took Christ as my sin offering to deal with all of this.
Amen.
And yeah, I really want to thank the Father for once again reminding all the saints of this inheritance. I want to I pray that we would all exhort one another to really press on towards this goal.
Amen.
Because it's the only goal that is worthwhile, and it's the only goal that we have before us.
Yes.
Everything else will pass away.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Christ is my wonderful sin offering.
Amen.
This week I had a concern, like Sharon, and I was right, like Uchon. But I was not in the spirit. I was a new old man. And Romans 5 speaks of sin and death. I experienced death. I was an old man. I was in the sinful nature, just in my old man. And this is why Christ became our Savior. I turned to the Lord, and I really have to say, I at that moment, I was so thankful that Christ, that God has prepared Christ as our sin offering. We don't have to remain in the old man. We don't have to remain in death.
Right.
We can turn
Amen.
To the new man. We can put on the new man.
Right.
And in Ephesians 4, it says, verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which
yes.
was created according to God in true righteousness
Amen.
And holiness.
Yes.
And last night I was very much impressed with the ointment, which is described in Exodus 30,
yes.
the holy ointment. And here you see the new man in holiness.
Yes.
When I put on the new man, I partake of his holiness.
Mm-hmm.
And his ointment, often all the priests have to be anointed with the holy ointment. All the furniture, everything has to be anointed. And I thought, why do I hold on to what is right in my eyes, or what is a big concern? Why don't I turn? Because last night I thought, wow, God's purpose is so great. Why do I stay in my old man? I need to gain this oil. I need to turn up to the
Amen.
New man and
yeah.
put on the new man,
Amen.
Who was created by God in righteousness and holiness. And at the same time, I am so thankful that the Father has prepared a way out of our old man
yes.
into the new man. Christ became our sin offering. I also want to experience more that Christ becomes my new offering before I have this experience of defeat or death, that I learn to take Christ and not hold on to what is so important to me, but really gain Christ.
Amen.
I praise the Father, for Christ is my sin offering.
Amen.
I want to offer up Christ as my sin and trespass and small burnt offering. The day before the conference, and also I guess in the first half of the first day of the conference, there was something that was really making me upset about some other person, and I was just so upset about it, and I didn't know what to do, and my parents were like, what's wrong with you, you know? And then I told them, and then the Lord was really able to speak to them. They were like, you know, why are you upset at this person? It's not this person that you should be upset about, but it's really the enemy who is preventing this person from, you know, what I was upset about. And at that moment, you know, the Lord really cut to my heart, and he was like, you know, yeah, that's right. It's not this person's fault, but really the enemy is behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad also was like, well, you need to turn your anger into prayer, because this is not something, you know, this is something that the Lord has to deal with. And so after that, I really had to repent, you know, before the Lord, because I was really angry about this, and I shouldn't have been. I should have been praying more and giving it to the Lord. And yeah, so I took Christ as my trespass offering, and I was also able to take Christ as my sin offering, so that this same matter would not keep coming up again and again. And then later, I was reconciled with the person, and the Lord told me, you should pray. And so after that, I obeyed, praise
Amen.
The Lord,
Amen.
To Christ as my burnt offering,
yes.
and obeyed, and we prayed, and praise the Lord, he answered our prayer, and I wanted to offer that up to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to offer a burnt offering to the Father. I was so excited to invite my friends to come to the conference, so I've been praying for 2-3 weeks ago, and then there's one person I really prayed for her before I call her, and then I call her, and then the Lord said, okay, call her today. So I call her on last Monday, and then I talked to her, are you doing anything during this weekend of July 4th? She said no. I said, okay, we have a conference on Deep Valley. Can you come with me? And she said, oh, how much do I have to pay? I said, nothing. All free. And I said, okay, if it's free, I'll go with you. I said, okay. And then I was so excited. I thank the Lord. I pray, and I said, and I start praying. I said, Lord, do not do anything to stop her, change her mind. And then every day I've been praying hard. And 3 days later, she called me back. And said, oh, I accepted the part-time job, and I'm not going. And I was so disappointed, and I was so mad. I don't want to say. And then I said, I'm not going to talk to her again. And the father said, no, that's not the right attitude. And then, and I said, okay, Lord, and then the Lord reminded me that the world is more powerful than God, because I've been praying that she will not change her mind, and then I was so excited. I was going to call Auntie Ruth, I'm going to call Uncle John, I'm going to call everybody, but I got so busy, I didn't call. And then and then 2 days later, she called me, she said, the part-time job called her, and then she just changed her mind, said, okay, I'll accept the job. So that thing really made me upset. So, but I thank the Lord. I said, Lord, this is the Father's will. And then I said, if this is your will, I accept it. So I just come down and accept it. And then not knowing that Friday night, Friday we start meeting, right? And Thursday night, all of a sudden, my thumb, this just gets so painful. I cannot hold anything. I cannot pack nothing. Cannot do anything. And then now I accept. And I said, Lord, I know why I have to, this thing changed. Because then I have to go pick her up. And then there will be such a mess. Because I told her I'll pick her up, 8:30 in the morning, so I can be here at 9:30. But unfortunately, that morning I cannot move, I cannot do anything, and everything so slow. So I thank the Lord that this thing I have to learn that this, the Father's will. You know, I follow Father's will to invite her. See, but something changed. So another thing is, and I was so busy because my brother called me. Last weekend, and then told me that the church that he goes needs some window covering, and then they said maybe you can help because we have a low budget. And then I said okay, and you know, actually it was a big money, and then I was trying to help them and get in touch with my supplier and all these things. And this week, the Lord, toward the end, and the Lord spoke to me, and you cannot make any penny from this thing, this job, because it's the church. And then first I said, that's a big money, right? If I make commission, even though I put some, I'll make some money because it's like 1,000. And the Lord keep talking to me, call them, and then talk to the supplier. So I talked to the supplier. I said, whatever is your price, give it to them. And you're not going to make any money? No. Whatever is your price, you tell them. So I arranged for them to go meet my supplier directly. And then I informed the church that whatever you get the price from the supplier, that's your price. And then they said they were very appreciative, so, and very thankful. But I thank the Lord. It's not, I said, and then the Lord showed me that earthly thing, it's not important. And then just I have to obey. I listen to God's Father's will. So I obey, and I feel happy even though I don't get penny. I'm happy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.